This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go right to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is Mike Petriello from ESPN. And don't forget, coming up during the Home Run Derby, he'll be doing a StatCast version of it on ESPN, too, so you can check him out there. Mike, thank you for joining the show. We appreciate you. How are you, my man?
Hey, Mike.
Well, listen, after hearing that introduction, I'm kind of hungry now. I don't know what a Mr. Hero is, but I got to find one.
Oh, you got to find one. It is a fine Northeast Ohio cheesesteak-based restaurant. Yeah, it's good. Oh, they make the great. They're great. I love them. We can talk about them for the next 20 minutes if you want to, but
not
I'd probably
idea,
get in
though,
trouble with that.
Because Mike's here to talk baseball.
All right, Mike, can you help me out with the Guardians? Because I was 100% just jotting down all the ideas for the obit, and then they turn around and they beat Houston twice after a 10-game losing streak, and they do it in fine fashion yesterday against two of the best pitchers in the American League. Please help me understand the Guardians.
Well, I will admit I did not see the game last night, so I don't have anything specific on how they won, but I think they were not going to lose every game for the rest of the season.
Right? Okay, eventually, fair enough.
10-game losing streak was going to stop. And even, you know, the Astros are a pretty good team. Cleveland's going to have their moments, but, you know, I think it's pretty fair to say that it's been a rough season overall, and it's somewhat hard for me to see it turning around, I'd say.
Fair enough.
I think we're in agreement with you, though. With that in mind, trade deadline coming up on July 31st, how should teams who are sitting where the Guardians are approach the trade deadline, Mike? I can't imagine them being buyers, but how much should they be selling?
Yeah, it's kind of tricky. A lot of these teams are going to try to do both, I think. So if you look at their playoff odds right now, I'm looking at Fangraphs here, and if you look at the Guardians' playoff odds, they are, you know, 8% to make the wild card. That's not nothing. Everybody's going to point to, you know, teams that last year looked like they were totally out of it and then, you know, had a late season rebound, and that can happen. That's what the Tigers did, but that's pretty tricky to do. So I think what you're going to see with the Guardians is you're going to see them maybe selling off some incumbent free agents, but they're not going to sell the big pieces. Like here in New York, people are dying for them to trade Jose Ramirez to the Yankees, and it's like, it's not going to happen, guys. Like there's just no way that's going to happen. I don't think they're going to trade Steven Kwan. And then if you look beyond that, you know, could you trade Class A? Sure. That'd be interesting. I could potentially see that happening, but I would be surprised if they completely blow it up for the second half of the season just because they're in the spot they're in because, you know, a lot of guys have underperformed or maybe aren't that attractive right now.
How big of a haul could you get for Emmanuel Clase from a team that thinks they're a closer away from winning it?
Pretty big, right? I mean, teams don't value saves anymore, so it's not going to really be about that. But you look at Class A, and I think what they will value the most is his consistency year over year. This is now, what, his fifth year, I believe, of being excellent. And I know he got off to a rough start this year, but if you looked at it, and I remember doing this, I think part of his rough start was about bad luck, and part of it was about his own poor defense, as I remember, and not really about his pitching. You know, and I think a lot of people will look at him and say, well, he had a 0.61 ERA last year, and this year he's got a 3.12, and that's much worse. And I think the flaw there is in assuming that any pitcher could have a 0.61 ERA year over year over year. This is a guy who's been excellent for five straight years. We know he prevents hard contact. That's what people value in the postseason. And I do think if they put him out there, that they could get something pretty good, because if you look at all the teams who are going to the postseason, every single one of them needs a top-end reliever. Like, people like to go, you know, team by team for contenders. What do they need? A third baseman. And nobody ever says bullpen, because the answer is everybody needs a bullpen at all times. The Yankees, the Dodgers, the Tigers, you name it. So I think there'd be a pretty good bidding war, because I think if they put him out there, he might potentially be the best reliever available.
The other name that kind of pops up around here as far as, you know, looking for some trade value, especially knowing the contract situation, is Carlos Santana. You know, he's at the twilight of his career, but I don't know. What's the value of Santana out there? What do you think?
Not that much. Like, do I think a team would be interested in him? Sure. You know, switch hitting guy, good defender, great reputation in the clubhouse. You could totally see a guy like that coming in and having like a big moment in the playoffs. Not like he's having a great season. As you know, the power numbers are way down. Play discipline is still there. You can't possibly have the expectation that a 39-year-old first baseman not having a great year, who's been on like, what, six teams in the last 6 years or however since he left Cleveland the first time, is going to bring back a lot. So he'll be traded, I think, just because he's exactly the kind of guy who should be traded, add some depth to the bench for some team. But, you know, you're going to get a low-A pitcher for him, and probably not much more.
Mike Petriello joining us from MLB.com. We deal with a lack of offense here, and lack of hitters other than Jose and sometimes Stephen Kwan, who puts fear into the other team. How does a team that's so good at developing pitching not develop hitting very well?
Well, it's an extremely different skill, right? Like, it's completely different sides of the ball. And they're not the only team that does that. You know, there are teams that we've seen who can develop hitters and just cannot buy a pitcher. To me, I look at this and I'm not that surprised, because if you look at the end of last year, I think because of the nice playoff run, people maybe kind of forgot how weak the offense was for the entire second half. I believe, if I remember, they outscored only like three of the weakest teams in baseball in the second half. And how did they proceed in the playoffs? Because they had a borderline historically great bullpen, and you figured those guys would still be very good, and for the most part they have, but it wasn't really.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's fair to ask them to be historically great again, and then they haven't. And so when I look up and down the roster, I don't have a ton of surprise, other than I would say Lane Thomas, who I definitely expected more than he's given. But, you know, Kwan's been pretty good. Ramirez has been good as always. And I'm not really sure who else I expected more from, because this is kind of what we saw last year. And I'm not sure what else could have been expected other than, like, out of nowhere steps forward from, let's say, Manzardo. Getting Nolan Jones back is good. And it just seems like this is the same conversation we've been having for at least a decade with this team, which is, why does the outfield never have enough bats? Why can't they go find someone or develop someone who can hit? And if you kind of go back, it's been, you know, what, Kwan and Ramirez over the last decade are maybe the only two. You know, Noel we thought would be interesting. He was a disaster. Rocchio hasn't really hit much. And I'm just not sure what they do other than, you know, is it changed coaching staff? Obviously, you'd like to see them go out and acquire bigger guys in free agency, but this has been an ongoing thing for years.
How good do you, how good do you think the Tigers are? And I watch them and I'm like, it's a good team. I mean, their diff is like 112. Just looking that up. And I mean, it just blows away the rest of the Central. Are the Tigers that good, or is the Central that just so mediocre? I ask that because we're sitting in the middle of the soup and I don't know what it looks like on the outside.
That's a great question. I think the answer is both. Obviously, the rest of the American League Central is not that good, but the Tigers are for real. And I think you can see that by the fact that we are now like an entire year into this. At the end of last year, it was that great last 2 month run. And now we are, 4 months into the season here, and they're still playing great ball. Yeah. And so I don't see a whole lot here where it's like, I don't buy it, especially because, you know, you look at the roster and it's, well, they have probably the best starting pitcher in baseball in Tarik Skubal. I would put him over absolutely anybody else right now. You've got a manager in AJ Hinch who clearly knows how to mix and match with the bullpen. And the one thing that has surprised me is I did not really expect the bottom half of this lineup to do much. Like, I thought they were going to be pretty top heavy. I'm a huge Riley Green fan. I love Kerry Carpenter. And all of a sudden, Wenciel Perez has been great. You know, Torkelson's come back out of nowhere. Baez has come back out of nowhere. Gleyber Torres, I believe, was a pretty underrated free agent signing. I love that for them. And I kind of expected the 5-9 of this offense to be one of the worst in baseball. And man, I was totally off about that because they've gotten production from everywhere. And I think in a few cases, you could say, okay, career year or whatever. But, you know, Torkelson's still only 25 years old. Riley Green's only 24. These are talented guys who have figured out a way to put it together. And I'm in on the Tigers. I think they are the best team in the American League, and it might not be close right now.
Mike Petriello joining us from MLB.com. He'll be working with ESPN2 on the StatCast version of the Home Run Derby coming up at the All-Star Weekend. I have a Home Run Derby question for you in a minute. But Shane Bieber coming back from Tommy John had a little bit of a setback. We haven't seen him. There's no timetable. If you're the Guardians, what do you do with him? Because he has a player option for next year. And if you're Shane and you haven't stepped on a mound yet, what are you thinking about that player option for next year?
Well, I think it depends entirely on if he gets back onto the mound before the end of the season, which I know has been the plan pending, you know, whatever the severity of that setback is. I would be very surprised if he wants to go into the offseason having not demonstrated that he can be healthy and let it go. So that to me, everything is defined on that. He gets onto the mound and it's healthy, that's one thing. And if he doesn't, that's another thing. So as far as what you do with him, you try to get him back on the mound before the end of the season, because if he doesn't pitch, he's going to pick up the player option, no doubt. He probably will even if he does pitch. But that's going to define a lot about what you look at this rotation going into next year. You know, Williams and Bybee, and is Bieber going to be a part of it? How much can you count on him? And if you can't see him do it in the majors this season, you're going to have a ton of questions, and I'm not sure how much you can count on it for next year.
If he gets on the mound, has a couple of good starts, and they're not getting good vibes about him picking up that option, are you going to try to move him?
I don't think you'll have time to, right? Okay. I mean, the trade deadline's in, 3 weeks? I'm not even sure if he'll be back by then, much less have a couple of starts. So the timing does not work in their favor, unfortunately.
Okay. Home Run Derby's coming up. Does it ruin a guy's swing, Mike, or not?
No, it does not. This is one of my favorite topics. And basically, it comes down to this. People love to say that it does, and you can certainly point to examples where a guy has been worse. But basically, what happens is this. If you are selected to be in the Home Run Derby, and you know one thing for certain, and that's that you've had a very happy and healthy and productive first half where everything's gone right. So just by definition, you probably bet against that continuing for the second half of the year. And a good way to test that is you look at the guys who made the All-Star team but did not participate in the Derby, and you compare them to the Derby guys. And every single year, and I've looked at this for like a decade now, the guys who play in the All-Star game and are not in the Derby have a bigger fall off in the second half than the Derby guys do. And in fact, you can point to some guys who get better after the Derby. Like Juan Soto is on the record as saying, I had a better second half after I won the Derby because that sort of reminded me like the best version of my swing. You know, I loved it. So no, it does not ruin your swing in the second half. And it's like my favorite myth to shoot down. It's not going to happen this year either.
Glad I could tee you up.
Thank you.
I don't know. I was concerned for you. Just whatever. You don't really need to study the Guardians for Home Run Derby this year. You'll be okay. I think you'll be all right. They're struggling.
Yeah, no such worries about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.